Welcome back to State of the News. I'm Rick Howlett. The fall meet is underway at Keeneland Racecourse. The Lexington Landmark is celebrating its 75th anniversary this month. But for horse breeders, last month was the high point of the year. Kentucky Horse Farm sold their crop at Keeneland's September yearling sale. As Jacqueline Carfagno reports for Kentucky Public Radio, due mainly to changes in their business methods, most breeders turned a profit.
When the final hammer went down at Keeneland's September yearling sale, almost 3,000 horses had sold, 500 fewer than last year. However, they sold for over $233 million, which represents an increase of almost 13%. Plus, the average value of each horse was up 18%.
I'm Frank Penn. I farmed 45 years. We raised tobacco and horse operation. Also have some, we grow our own hay, our own bedding, board horses, and my brother and I have horses together. We're farmers that love horses.
Frank Penn's operation is relatively small, but he sold throughout the two-week Keeneland September yearling auction the largest thoroughbred sale in the world.
You can't be a pessimist and be in this business. You just can't do it. And everybody walking through here believes that they can buy the next one. And the reason they think they can do that, and my theory on that is horses can't read. They have no idea who their mother and daddy is, or their sister, or their brother, or whatever. So it equalizes the market out. You know, a lot of good horses have been bought for very modest prices, and a lot of extremely high price horses just didn't pan out.
Despite its celebrity, the horse industry adheres to most of the economic rules that drive any business. Horse farmers must earn a decent return on their investments. On average, bringing a thoroughbred to market costs between $12,000 and $15,000 a year. The investment can go higher if veterinary bills mount up. Mark Taylor, who's vice president of public sales for his family's tailor-made sales agency, adds it's also an investment of time.
Basically, with mares, you have a 11-month gestation period. You know, so you got to you have all that time of caring for the mare, and then the foal is born, and the foal is about 18 months old when it's sold. So, you know, you've got it's a 2.5 year process to get that baby to market at the September sale.
Making such a huge investment so far in advance is tricky. Fashions in horses change, and so do economic times. A big change recently has been that banks, reeling from their own crisis, have tightened their lending to horse owners. All of these risks have changed the market. Given the high cost, many cheaper horses simply weren't bred. The Jockey Club reports the supply is down. More than 23,000 foals were born this year, as compared to just over 27,000 last year. Besides cutting supply, Taylor says, the way thoroughbreds are marketed has also changed.
You know, it used to just be, you know, you get your horse, you pull it up out of the field, you get it where it's trained to lead a little bit, you brush the mane and tail off, trim its feet, and take it over to the sale and see what people will give you for it.
But today, with tens of thousands of dollars invested in every horse, the entire process is more sophisticated. Consigners like TaylorMade, who sell horses for owners, spend months grooming, exercising, and schooling yearlings so they look their best when they walk into the show ring. And they don't wait until potential buyers show up at a Keeneland auction. In the early years, handwritten notes were sent to potential buyers. With the advent of technology, Taylor says that personal touch has become even more sophisticated.
We've got a really large database, about 13,000 contacts from around the world, that we segment several times a year, and we go back through and we do a market analysis of what types of horses do they buy, and we try to match up the horses we're selling this year with the horses that are similar to ones that they bought in the past.
Keeneland also works hard to attract buyers from around the world. Buyers from Japan and the Arab states have been customers for years, but there are always new markets. Jeffrey Russell directs sales at Keeneland.
We will send two members of our sales team to India after the sale is over to recruit buyers to come here in November. China is at the moment in a kind of a flux. It hasn't quite got anything organized yet. A major country that has increased their participation is Russia, and it is a major market for us.
A mare produces only one foal a year, but during the same time period, top sires can be bred 100 or more times. Stud fees, the fee charged to breed a stallion to a mare, are an important source of income for stallion owners and of cost for mare owners. The cost varies widely depending on the performance of the track of a sire's offspring, the health of the racing business, and the overall economy. Jim Squires, a former newspaper editor in Chicago, now owns Two Bucks Farm, where he bred Kentucky Derby winner Monarchos.
The stud fee ranges have dropped dramatically. We used to have $300,000 stud fees, now we have $100,000 stud fees.
That's so the upper end now?
Yeah, pretty much, 100, 150. I think Dyneform stands for 150. But with the days of the $300,000 stud fees, it seems to be going forever.
In this complex market, declining stud fees and a smaller supply of horses can actually be good news. Squires explains.
What has gone up is the number of horses that get sold, period. But that's because the stud fees are going down, and you come here with less need to make a profit.
Keeneland's Russell says that's why there were smiles at the sale this year.
And the money seems to be spread more evenly this year, too. The median is up in every session dramatically, which means the money has been spread out more. It's not just a high average, it's a high median, which is great for everybody. Everybody's getting a piece of this pie, and that's very important.
But these horses, after all, are bred to race, and that's what keeps people from all over the world coming back to the Keeneland sales. I'm Jacqueline Carfagno.
Jacqueline Carfagno has worked as a business reporter, business editor, and editorial writer, taught journalism, and is now a freelance writer and editor. She joins us now to talk about the piece you just heard. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm just great today.
Nice piece of reporting there.
Thank you.
I just have a couple of minutes here. I want to ask you a couple of questions. Well, like many industries, horse breeders kind of fell on some tough times in recent years, but sounds like they managed to kind of hit the reset button and find a way to be profitable.
Well, I think that a couple of things have happened. I mean, one is, as you heard in the story, that there are fewer horses being bred, and the ones that are falling out of the market are the horses that had the least value anyway. They came from what are called non-economic mares, mares that didn't have great breeding. So, you know, you're just taking that bottom part of the market out, and that really helps raise the average and the median. So the cost of producing, of taking care of a foal and a mare are pretty much the same once it's on the ground. So money isn't being invested in horses that aren't going to make money. So that's been a great help to them.
One thing that struck me is the Keeneland's been sending people overseas to seek out potential buyers in person.
Oh, yeah, they've been doing that for years. I think that's been kind of perhaps stepped up a little, and they are very active. Most people don't know that, but they are very active internationally, finding new markets, nurturing new markets, meeting people, trying to make connections. Keeneland sponsors stakes races in other countries. I mean, Keeneland sponsors a stakes race in Russia and just sent a couple of its executives over to appear at that race.
All right, Jacqueline.
That's one of the kinds of things they do.
Jacqueline Carfagno, thanks for joining us today, and thanks for sharing your piece with us.
Happy to be here. Thank you.